Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
And we are here on LA Talk Radio. I want to thank the Want Institute for bringing us to be here with you each and every Thursday live. And I want to thank LA Talk Radio for rebroadcasting us. If you're ever interested in listening to the archives of the show, you can find us on LA Talk Radio's website with every show we've ever done at your fingertips. The call-in number is 323-203-0815. Dr. Allen, you are alive.
I know, I'm alive.
How are you this fine day?
I am extremely nice. I had a birthday lunch with a girlfriend, and we had a very nice conversation about life and whatever. So it was very nice.
Well, that's lovely. It's always good to do that. Have some excellent time with friends. And now that we're coming out of this thing we were in, it's like people are getting to do that again. Pretty awesome. Okay, so I'm going to check in with our switchboard, and I'm going to see if we have any calls waiting for us. All right.
Okay.
And in the meantime, while he's looking for calls for us, I am going to see what our Facebook people have to say. And here's what they have to say. Dr. Allen, love you. New listener, new reader, love your books. I have bought 3, and I have a question about, I just got a message from our switchboard. We have a caller, so we'll go back to our Facebook question, but let's take our caller now. Caller, you're live with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question? Hello, caller. You're live with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question? Caller, are you there? Caller, you're live. And you're gone. Okay. So the question is from our Facebook follower. Can you explain how to ask for the conversation? I've read the book. I'm not sure how to ask. Can you go over that? So I think she wants to have a conversation with her mate.
Can you explain how to ask for the conversation?
We have a live caller. Caller, you have to turn your radio down.
I just did. Sorry for that.
All right. You're live with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes, I do. How do you think, what do you feel, what does Dr. Allen think would be the best way to reestablish a trust with a person that feel that the trust has been broken beyond repair?
Ask the person what the price tag, what the prize would be, what it would take for that person. A woman are you speaking of, or are you gay?
No, I'm not a gay. I'm my wife.
Okay, so it's a woman that somehow you betrayed.
Well, my wife on the, I would make it short. In December this year, my wife and something happened, and my wife has taken away my son, which I have not seen for the last half a year. She then...
What happened?
She in a period of week, all my beautiful life has been destroyed. I had a wife,
how?
I had a newborn
how?
Baby.
How?
How?
Why did your wife take your baby away?
Because while she was abroad with her mother, next to her mother's bed, when her mother was dying, her son, her older son, and I went to an argument, and it ended up with me calling the police because he was violent in the apartment. And because I called the police...
So that's not your son, that's her son.
Yeah, that's her son. But we have a small baby as well.
Oh, I understand that. Except that you called the police on her precious older son. How old is the son?
20 years old.
He's not a son. He's an ex-son, but a new love for your wife. I'm afraid you're not her husband. He is.
That's an interesting perspective.
That's my perspective because these mothers that put their sons ahead of the stepfather are not with the stepfather. They're with the sons.
Mm-hmm.
So her loyalty is to her son, and she is, in effect, damaging him by punishing you for calling the police. What did he do that triggered you calling the police?
Well, my responsibility from that side was that there was a few days in which, when she was not in the apartment, I was taking care of our little son, who was 10 months old at that point of time. And he was making a mess, and he was eating from his brother's food. And I tried to speak with him, and he just didn't do that. And then at some point, my son fell, and I was very tired and very stressed. So I got upset on my elder son, and I said to him, look, if you're making all this mess in the apartment, I'm just going to take away most of the dishes, and you can just clean up your dishes instead of me needing to clean up after you all the time. And as a result of that, he got upset, violent, pushed me, pulled me, not very strongly, but still physically.
Wait, he pushed you or pulled you?
Yes, he did.
She did or he did?
He did. My stepson did. My wife's oldest son.
Your wife pushed you, and you called the police on her. What?
Not my wife. My stepson. I call him my stepson because that's how I see it.
Wait a minute. The stepson called the police?
No. When he was violent against me, I didn't do anything. But then when he said to me that he's gonna take away the things, the plates, which I arranged, and I left him plates to clean up. I went to pick up my son. He was doing a walk with a friend. And when I came to the apartment, I discovered that the door to my bedroom, where me and my son were sleeping, was broken. He broke the door. And
he was
when
violent.
I saw that, yes. So I
called the police?
I called the police for one simple reason. I asked the police to take him away. Sorry, not to take him away, to send him back to his boarding school. He's in uni. Normally, he was supposed to be in uni. I just asked the police to take him to the boarding, to send him to the boarding school. The police said, we cannot do that because there was a small child and he broke the door. So we need to take him for questioning in the police department. And
what they were doing was protecting society from your stepson's violence. They were doing what we citizens of a country want done. So the police made the decision to act against your stepson for being destructive in your home. And your wife sided with her violent stepson, with her violent son, against you.
That is true. But the question is,
are you legally married?
Yes, yes.
Sue her for custody of your child.
Do you feel that I have not seen my son for half a year right now because of what happened in December.
I fully understand that. I'm telling you what I know. The police said what he did was not socially acceptable, and we want to protect the citizens of this country. What country are you in?
Right now, not far away from the United States, but I'm originally from the United Kingdom.
I've got it. So with that in mind, the police were doing their job about violence. Your stepson is 20 years old. He has the approval from his mother to be violent against you. The police stepped in and said, we cannot help you babysit with your violent stepson. We want to take him into investigation. What happened to the investigation?
I asked the police to let him free. I said to the police, because the reason why I asked the police to let him free is because his mother was about to bury her mother or a day later.
I fully understand the sensitivity. I very much appreciate your sensitivity to your wife's problem, but your stepson was antisocial. And now your wife is stepping in and divorcing you emotionally. You are getting a divorce emotionally, and she's stealing your baby. Please go to the local welfare department and commit a request for a hearing on your right to see. You're not living with your wife, right? You're separated.
We are separated, yes.
Okay. Well, you're not divorced. She hasn't filed for divorce. Yes or no?
I will tell you the strange thing that happened. She filed for a divorce. No. Her lawyer asked me to send, the lawyer asked for an address. And when
file for divorce.
She was about to file for a divorce. And then I said to the lawyer,
what stopped her?
Simple thing. When her lawyer said to me, I'm happy that you agree that the marriage is irrevocably broken. I said to her, I cannot agree to that. So I sent a letter to my wife.
Very good. Very good.
So I sent a letter to my wife and I said, and in the letter I said to my wife, I don't need a judge to do that. You can judge me with your heart. If your heart would say that we should be divorced, I would divorce you. All I need is your answer.
No, you won't. She will divorce you. I will not interfere with you divorcing me, but you are going to court for my child custody, for my rights as a father.
Do you feel that when women like act like that, which I assume you heard of this kind of thing before,
when women act like men, men have to be weak women. Do you want to be a weak woman? Is your baby a girl or a boy?
He's a boy.
Okay, doesn't matter because I'd vote for either one. I want you to understand that you are a father to a baby that you haven't seen for a half of year, but you have not done anything for your rights as a father. You belong in a court suing her for visitation rights or defending yourself in a divorce proceeding. Did she stop the divorce?
Yes, she did.
And does she live with you?
No, she's not.
And you have a right to see your baby. Please fight. I'm begging you to fight for your baby.
Do you think that fighting... The reason why I didn't fight is because one of the reasons that everything happened on the breakage of our marriage, one of the elements of it was that last year I saw what is happening. I felt it in me that this whole COVID thing, the lockdown and everything. And as a result of that, it caused me to become practically addicted to cannabis. I tried to overcome my fibromyalgia, and because the fear and the stress just was becoming strong and strong, I just felt and saw visions of what is happening in the world, and it just scared me. And so I tried to compensate that pain with that, and it distanced my wife away from me.
What did you take? Was it a drug? Was it a woman? What did you say you did?
I smoked cannabis throughout the day to try to overcome the pain that I felt in my
life. I understand. You're a pot addict. I got it. I'm talking to you about your rights as a father to see and visit your baby. I don't care what you... Why are you abandoning your son?
I was trying to give time to the situation to calm down.
You can't give time to crazy women that love their sons better than their husbands. Those sons are the men that eventually kill us. They are so spoiled. The War Against Boys by Summers. Read it.
I will do so. The Boy Against War by Summers.
That's right, but I'm telling you, I want you not to be a wuss smoking pot. I don't care whether you smoke pot in whatever country you're in. I want you to take care of your son.
I think the advantage of the process that I've been in was mainly because it allowed me to stop smoking. I cleaned up completely.
You did already?
Yes.
Bless you. And you know, I'm a recovering drunk 50 years, and I work with people with that problem all the time. So God bless you for sobering up, but I'm here now for your son.
Yes.
Will you fight for your visitation rights, whether your wife divorces you or not?
Yes, I will. The question is...
What?
I am trying to see whether or not... The question is, do you feel that the reason why everything happened is because, as you said, she loves her son more than she loves practically herself? Because
I totally understand that. Do you like to read?
I do.
Read the book Puer Aeternus, P-U-E-R, capital A-E-T-E-R-A-S, I guess, Puer Aeternus, N-U-S, by Maria von Franz, F-R-A-N-Z. It's a very detailed therapeutic book about mothers and sons, where mothers treat their sons like girls and cherish them, and the boys go up and break doors down, and mothers divorce husbands that are good, and husbands are using pot in order to stand the pain, and a baby is being raised as a boy to be a girl, because that's what she does. And I bet you that her father wanted her to be a boy. And you are her wife, not her husband, unless you take care of your son.
Wow. It's interesting because she told me that from a very young age, from her language, from her original country, which have a distinguishing between when somebody is speaking as a man or a woman. She said to me from a very young age, she used to self-identify with a male language as if she's a man.
You know why?
She used
because her father,
why?
Listen to me, sir. What you're talking about, have you read my book, Getting to I Do?
No, I don't. I only got your phone number today from a friend who said you are amazing, and she said you must speak with her.
You know what? God set us up. I'm simply telling you the truth. That's what I'm known for. I'm a marriage, family, child therapist. I am an addiction specialist in alcoholism and sexual addiction, and I'm a transactional analyst, and that means I help people negotiate deals. That's all I do. I was going to either be a lawyer or a therapist, but lawyers have too much paperwork, and I wanted to be a therapist, so I've been doing it for 50 years. And I'm known for what I do, and I'm telling you the truth, and I hear you doing your best, but I want you to get your visitation rights. I'm not asking you to divorce her. If she divorces you, fine, you can get remarried. But that woman is raising her son, not your son, her son, to be a girl, and he's the kind of a man that kills us. Because he feels like it. He's a woman.
Wow.
Because she was raised to be a man. She was raised to be a man by her father. That's Freud's work. Fathers impact their daughters and mothers impact their sons. And what she's doing is stealing your son from you so she can create a castrated, wussy, violent, law-breaking brat.
So you're saying she's creating, and is that what has happened with her older, with her older son as well? Would that be the reason why he acted the way he did?
I got news for you. Has she got a sister?
She does.
And is the sister as much of a man as she is?
No.
So the sister was allowed to be raised female. Is the mother alive or dead?
The mother just died in December.
That's right, you said it. Was the mother the head of the house or was she the wife?
She was... The relationship she had with the father was really weird. They broke up together and then they came back and then my wife was born. There was a long separation period. It wasn't a healthy family in no way, shape,
or
form.
You know what that is? That's a script. That's a script. A script is what you're raised to be. Did your mother raise you to do good, to feel good? Are you a man or a woman?
I feel a man. I always felt a man. I have a very strong, I'm extremely sensitive from a very young age. But
I have no problem with your sensitivity. But when it comes to loving people and being loved, do you know your responsibilities? It sounds like you run away to drugs.
Define the responsibility.
Your responsibility is letting a woman steal your baby for a half a year. The police told you, sir, this young man, your stepson, is breaking the law. We can't give him permission to do that. You can do it and lose your child, your little son, You can be a wuss with your wife, who's a man.
I felt the question is interesting. Yes.
Read my book, Getting to I Do. You're not married. You're the wife of a masculine woman who's raising her boys to be girls.
And why would she do that?
Because she was raised to be a boy. She busted your door down as a criminal, sir. The police told you. You said, oh, don't put her in jail. Don't arrest her. Why not?
Because
why
I felt
you give
that.
Up? You felt
because
what?
I felt that, because I felt that it is important to try to, when she was in such a deep pain, to try to calm things down.
You know what
down.
That tells me? Your mother raised you to be a gentleman. But you went too far. You drugged yourself out. Now you're sober. But would you rather be a wuss? What are you going to do at your son's 18th birthday? You're not even going to be invited.
So you're saying that the fact that right now she is acting in a way that is silent and does not communicate with me is because she practically has decided that she is going to raise the child by herself.
That's
as
right.
Both the mother and the father of this child. And
I understand that. And that child is going to be the other wife besides her other son. Was she married to the father of the violent boy?
She was married to him, but she left him more or less when the child was more or less the age of my son. Almost the same pattern.
I got news for you. She's creating a family, and you're not in it, sir. Do you pay them money?
Not.
Child support. Do you pay her money?
I'm right now not paying her any child support.
Okay. So that she holds against you. You're too wussy to pay money to her to help her raise your son, but you won't go to the court and get your visitation rights. I'm not even asking you to divorce her. I'm asking you to please get visitation rights so that you can have peace of the family until and if she throws you out. You have rights. Are you willing to use them?
I do. But I try to see, I will tell you what my approach was. My approach,
Your approach was very feminine and loving, except you lost your balls.
You're saying that my
problem. I have no problem with men wanting to be wives, because they always marry women that want to be a husband, and that's what you've got. But your baby is going to pay for this behavior. You have a right not to call me, you have a right not to obey me, and you have a right to pay big time when you see what this does to your child. Well, you've already seen it, what it's done to the other child.
Yes,
he's
I do.
Now, yeah. You want that in your son?
No, I don't. The main reason why I try to... Yes.
Honey, you were trying to be a good wife. That's all you were doing. You were cuddling and cherishing her. You cherished her more than your baby, and she cherished her other son more than you.
I understand. It makes
so
sense.
This is all I do all day.
And you're doing it great, Doctor.
So are you willing to consider what I've advised you?
Yes, I will. I would
be... Thank you very much.
I thank you so much for your wisdom, Doctor.
I took I'm 87 years old, and I'm sober, and I have four daughters that I started to raise as boys like I was raised, and they are now women.
Did you write about the change that allowed you to go through the transformation?
I've written
your
books. Look up my name, drpatallen.com.
I will do so, doctor. I would look for the book that you wrote about it. Thank you so much, doctor, for your time.
You're welcome. You're welcome. You're a nice man, but please don't be a wuss. Your son will pay for it.
I will not. Thank you so much, doctor.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Have a lovely day. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay. We've got some more callers. That was very heavy, but amazing work, Dr. Allen.
Thank you.
You are live with Dr. Pat Allen. Do you have a question?
Do you dare have a question?
Do you dare have a question? Exactly. Okay.
Gorgeous.
You there, Carla?
Kia ora, Dr. Pat Allen.
That's it. You're live. Let's do it. What's your question?
Fantastic. Hello, I'm based in New Zealand, and I really wanted to start dating again, and I tried your recommended plan of going out on the street and doing eye contact.
Flirting.
But I did
eyeballs
one where I said
smile,
10 minutes.
Eyeballs and smile. What?
I went out for 10 minutes, and every single person was on their mobile phone, and I feel really discouraged because I've been trying to do eye contact and look around and go to a coffee shop, but everybody's on their laptop or the computer or the... So,
I got news for you. All I can tell you is keep doing it until somebody says hi.
Okay. So just
keep
trying.
Do you belong to dating services? Where people you don't what?
Oh, that's what I wanted to ask you about, if that was all right to say, for example,
that was
do a
beautiful.
Dating app.
I want to. What country are you in?
In New Zealand.
All right. New Zealand, I'm positive, has websites that are for dating.
Yeah, and you feel that that's okay. And how would I stay in the feminine role on the website?
In the website, you'd put in your portfolio, you'd put in your app. Do you want to be cherished first, respected first?
So I just write, I prefer to be cherished than respected in my dating profile?
Everybody wants both. Yes, you do. You put in there that you want to be with the man who's a career man, and you want to get married?
Yes, I'd love to get married.
Okay, how old are you?
I'm 42.
That's fine. You put in the profile, you put in what you want to sell to the person that's reading it. If a man is a career man, and he can give you a secure life with you and your kids, and you get cherished, that's you being a woman. If you want to be respected, you have to chase them. So do you want to chase them?
I would prefer to be chased.
And chasing in my world is when you go out to your grocery store, your drugstore, and you look in the eyes, but you don't talk. Talking is masculine. Women love the phone. Men love texting. Texting, because it's so insensitive.
Yeah.
So therefore, you would go and you would smile until some brave man said, hi, nice day, isn't it? Oh, yes, it's very nice. Do you mind if I walk with you? No, walk with me. In other words, you befriend each other casually as a way to begin making friendships. So are you flirting by looking in the eyes and smiling? Yes, yes, many, many people are not ready for a serious relationship and they look away. And that means they're either married or they don't want the responsibility. When men marry, they take on responsibility. When women marry, they give up a lot of independence. But some women are men, and they take on responsibility. Some men are women. They don't take on responsibility. They are the wives who are taken care of. Did you hear me work with the gentleman before you?
I caught most of it. And looking at what gender role he was taking on.
He was taking on the role of a wife.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you want to be a wife to a husband, but he's got to speak first. He's got to ask you out. You do not have intercourse with him until he's monogamous, continuous, and guaranteeing that he's working towards marriage. Have you read my book, Getting to I Do? Have you read Getting to I Do?
Yes, I have.
So have you read Staying Married and Loving It?
Not yet, but I have ordered it.
Have you read It's a Man's World, But a Woman's Universe? They're in charge of things, and they would like us to be things. Some of them want to use us for sex gratification. But gentlemen want the responsibility of loving a woman and giving her babies and having a family. That's what I worked
with. That's
what
I would love.
Gentleman. Well, then, would you please keep flirting until somebody asks you for coffee?
Yes, yeah, yeah. And I had another question.
What's your another question?
A friend of mine passed out my number to a gentleman without asking me permission, and I just spoke to her about maybe next time I could feel into.
What's wrong with that? You've had somebody set you up with somebody that they like. Do you like the person that gave the phone number away?
Yes, very much.
Then why would you not trust that person, was it a man or a woman?
It's a lady.
What? Why? If you like that woman, wouldn't you like her to set you up with somebody?
Yeah, yeah. I guess I just felt a little bit...
What?
Exposed, I guess.
What do you mean exposed? You were introduced, hopefully. Did you meet this person yet?
She invited him to a party that we were both at, and I smiled, he spoke to every other person at the party but me. And then 3 months later,
did he call you 3 months later?
He just sent me a text message this week to say, could we meet up? Could he take me for drinks this Sunday?
He was afraid of you because he was attracted to you. Do you understand how shy men are inside? There's never going to be a woman as sensitive as a man, the anima. That's his soul.
Okay.
Yin yang. And no man is ever going to be as strong as a woman. We are masculine inside. Animus. That's a good book, by the way, by Carl Jung's wife, Emma. Emma Jung wrote Anima, Animus. Have you read my book, Getting to I Do?
Yes, I have.
If your father walked in the room right now, would he ask you how you did today or how you felt about what you did?
what I've done.
That's called raising my daughter to be a boy. Guess what, yep. honey? You're built by your father to chase men. Do you chase men?
No.
So you are lonely because you don't chase them, and you don't like people introducing you to them either.
Exactly, yes. And I would like to change that.
Then would you please not talk to men first? That's too masculine. Would you please look in the eyes and smile and walk on? But if they said, nice day, you say, yeah. If you're in a grocery store, chicken looks good. Sure does.
Yeah.
It's called gentle conversation to get to know each other. It takes a lot of courage for a man to experience the resistance and rejection of a woman that won't even respond to him and looks away rather than smiles.
Yeah.
Are you willing this week to flirt with men like a lady, not like a whore, just like a lady?
That sounds lovely. That sounds really lovely.
And would you please be nice to the man that worked up the courage in 3 months to reach out to you?
Yeah.
Because he was struck by it. You said he talked to everybody but you. That tells me he was afraid of falling in love with you.
Oh. Yeah. I just thought
men
maybe there was
something. Men pick with their eyes. Men pick with their eyes. Women pick with their ears. If you don't smile at a man and he doesn't talk to you, you don't get to hear him.
Yeah.
So you have to pick with your eyes. Do you want to get laid or paid?
Paid.
Paid is marriage license, wedding, and living and having babies and doing things like that. If you want to get laid, then just go grab guys and lay them. But real men marry vaginas. They marry virtue because they don't want a woman who would betray them with other men. But men are very afraid of virtuous women. You know why? Because they fall in love with them, and that's risking their life. Because a man who falls in love with you is making a huge decision about being responsible for you.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry your father was a wuss and your mother was the boss. Was your mother the boss?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Do you want to be like your mother?
No.
Do you have any brothers or sisters?
I have one brother.
Is he a woman or a man?
A woman.
And does he have a man in a woman's body? Does he have a boyfriend?
Yes, he does. Yeah.
Is he gay or straight?
Straight. But the woman he's dating behaves very similar to my mom.
Okay. So, and you are stranded because you were raised to be a boy, to do good, to feel good. And that means you have to cook, clean, make money, take care of him because you want a wife with a dick.
Yeah, but I don't want to repeat that pattern. I would like to be able to break it.
Oh, have you already done that pattern?
Have I done that pattern where I cook and I clean and I take care?
Yes.
No, not really. I've always, I guess, been more about emotional sensing and feeling, is everybody okay? And taking care of, mainly planning trips, but not the cooking, and always shared cleaning.
Do you see what I mean? You were raised to be a man. That's a script.
Yeah.
Claude Steiner wrote a great book, Scripts People Live. He was a transactional analyst like I am. Anyway, do you understand you were educated to be a boy, not a girl?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I write books about being a girl. I don't have any problem with girls wanting to be boys. In today's Me Too world, women seem to want to be men more than women.
Yeah.
Do you know that in America, our birth rate is going down? Nobody wants to be a woman, even women in America, and we are paying for it.
Yeah, it's very true. I feel like I've been working very hard to become very more feminine orientated, because I can see that it wasn't healthy.
The only thing you've got to do is do not let his penis into your mouth, anus, or vagina without a commitment to monogamy, continuity, and long-term goal of marriage in a year. Would you please not physically marry him prematurely?
Yeah.
Do you know that we women produce chemistry that bonds us to men we like physically, even if they're rapists, even if they're criminals?
I loved the way that you made it very, very clear in A Year Do I Do about how the oxytocin works and the bonding works. And I feel like that has just made it, articulated it so much for me about how dangerous it is. And I know a lot of men won't offer marriage until they do have physical intimacy. And I just wondered about how that would work. Say we're together for a year and haven't had, as you said, mouth. Sorry, I'm just at work, so I really can't, basically sex. And then how
the sign
how
that a man is getting serious is he says, I want you to sleep with me and make love with me. And you say, I want that too, but not until we're boyfriend and girlfriend.
Okay,
well,
so it is okay.
I want to get to know you.
Yeah.
I want to get to know you, but when I have sex with you, I'm going to fall in love with you, maybe, and then I'll be bonded, addicted, stuck for at least 2 years.
Yep, that is definitely true for me. Absolutely.
It's true for everybody. More people die of sex and the effect of sex than anything else. More people are killed over sex. More people kill themselves over sex. More people develop diseases over sex. I'm telling you the truth.
It's so good that it's just so clear, like there's no wishy-washy. It is exactly like it is. That's how it is.
I
and
know
that,
that
feels
dear.
Really
it's called science. It's called science. There's a wonderful magazine. It's the American edition, American Academy edition, Commitment to Science. It's a wonderful magazine. Okay, have you got enough of me?
Oh, I just feel this is fabulous. I'm going on a date on Monday night. We've arranged
You're
that.
You're going
he called
there,
me when
and
we
I want you to be passive, patient, and vulnerable. I want you to treat him like he's a gentleman and you're wanting him to think you're a lady.
Yeah, that's so true. I do really want that.
Good girl. Well, I just told you how to do it.
Yay, I feel empowered and supported. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. You're welcome.
Thank you, caller.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, we've got some more calls coming in. And Ronan at our switchboard is going to get them for us. And remember, everybody, if you've called and you've gotten into our queue, make sure you answer the phone so we can talk to you.
Hello.
Hi. You have a, you're here live with us on the air. Do you have a question?
Yes. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for calling. We couldn't have a show if you weren't calling.
Right. Well, I've certainly taken advantage, and I've called several times, and I've also consulted with you personally. So I'm calling because a man who I like very much and respect very much has started dating me. He asked me on a date last weekend, and I accepted. And he travels a lot for work. He literally has to be in a different city every week. Like every week he has to go to like a different place. And we only had one date, so we haven't yet, you know, we're not yet committed. He hasn't yet, you know, promised monogamy, continue. And
no, has he asked you to be sexual? Physically,
well,
mentally, or emotionally?
He did, well, not quite. I mean, we had affection on that date. And
honey,
he made it clear.
Affection is not penal insertion.
Right, exactly. We had affection. We had affection.
What's wrong with affection?
No, there was nothing wrong at all. I quite enjoyed it. No. So we had affection.
Did you happen to tell him that I don't have intercourse unless I'm girlfriend, boyfriend, or fiance?
So in the heat of the moment, I said, I don't want to have intercourse casually. That is all I said.
I love you. I love you. I love you.
Yeah, that's all I said. I didn't, you know. We were in the heat of the moment. I didn't have the time to, you know, say it all three, but I will.
Did you let his penis in your body?
No, I did not. And that's, nope, his penis.
God bless you.
No. So, you know, and that conversation will come probably on the next date, I'm sure.
I know it will, and you'll say,
and I will
love
say
to
it
make
right.
love with you if I was your girlfriend. I'd
yes,
love to
exactly.
make love to you if you would, if I were your girlfriend. Aiming towards marriage in a year.
Yes. So his answer to me when I said I don't want to have intercourse casually was, you know, it's, you know, he was like, well, like at the end of the evening, he said, well, we did. He actually said, well, you know, it's too bad we didn't have sex. And I said, no, we had sex, just not intercourse. Okay.
That's right. You didn't make love.
Exactly. And then he said on his own, he was like, but that's okay, you know, I'll wait, and, you know, well, it'll come down the line. That's what he said. So that's why
fine.
There was, you know.
So he'll date you until you're comfortable.
Exactly.
What's wrong with that?
That was great. I had absolutely no problem with it. But because we're not exclusive or monogamous, I'm continuing to accept dates from other men.
You're supposed to date until you're committed.
Okay. So now here's my question to you, Pat.
What is
it? Since he goes away and then he comes back, and then when he comes back, he asks to see me, and he knows we met on a dating app, so he knows, and he's on it, I'm on it, right? So we're both on it. If he asks me, if after he comes back from a trip, he asks me if I've gone on other dates,
Of course I have. Nobody's asked me to go to be their girlfriend.
Okay,
I'm going to date until I am a girlfriend. Minimum girlfriend. I don't have to be married, but I have to be monogamous, continuous, long-term, marriage-bound girlfriend.
Great. So I don't have to be coy about it, because I was like, I was afraid of getting tongue-tied.
You don't have to be anything about it except honest. Honest.
Great.
If you don't have chemistry for him in three dates, you then say to him on the request of a fourth date, I really appreciate your being interested in me, but I don't have the chemistry, and I don't want to lead you on, and I don't want to use you financially.
Okay.
Do you like that?
Yeah, of course. I love it. I don't think I will say that to him, though. If he keeps dating me, I don't think I will. I don't think I... He really is my number one man right now, so...
All right.
I doubt that I will be using
that. Number one gentleman.
Exactly.
But he has to court you unless you want to be the man respected for courting him. Do you want to be a career woman or a woman with a career?
I'm very clear on that, and I present myself as a woman with a career. There's no question
there. Do you want to be respected or cherished first?
I want to be cherished.
Then act like a lady.
100%.
And a lady does not get mad at a man for asking for sex. She gets mad and calls the police if he tries to rape her. Do you see?
Sure.
But a man is a man, and he wants sex.
Of course.
Your body is a better receptor than a towel. He is not fond of towels.
Right. So now he's 49. So my next question to you is, I know that that's an age. I'm 46. He's 49. And I know that that's an age where his hormones are changing.
Perimenopause. What's wrong with that? You're at the beginnings.
Sure. So I know that you say that men entering that phase of their lives need to be cherished.
50s. No.
Okay.
42, 40, whatever. It's more in the 50s than it is in the 40s.
Well, I mean, he's about to turn 49, so 50 is not too far down the line.
I fully understand that, but I don't want you treating him like a woman.
Okay.
I want you to hold him accountable for, I want him to say, I want you to stop dating people and date me only. How do you feel about that? And you would say, great, I will be your girlfriend, right?
Yes, absolutely. Yes, okay. But when you say, just out of curiosity, okay, say he was 55, all right? Let's just say he was 55.
Yeah, go ahead, 55.
And I've heard you say so much that men, you know, entering that phase of their lives need to be cherished. And I just want to know.
They do. And you know what that means?
Yes. Like, how do you incorporate it?
Respectful.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Honey,
right.
You know what? When a man is respected, he feels cherished. When a woman is cherished, she feels respected. I teach 60-year-old men how to be men. I just yelled at a guy on the radio. Do you see? Did you listen to him?
Yes, I did. I felt sad. I felt a little sad for him, yeah.
But do you see he was taking gentlemen too far?
Yes.
I want him fighting for his baby.
Sure.
Do you see? So it's all a matter of degrees of where somebody is. But I don't want you to give away free sex, free anything when it comes to intercourse.
Great. So don't cherishing a man who's over 55 doesn't mean you're calling them. It doesn't mean you're treating them the way a woman should be treated.
Cherishing
okay, it just
him
means you're respecting
is when he
them.
Says, I don't want to go to your mother's breakfast. And you say, okay.
Oh, okay. So it's not too different from what you would do with a... It's not too crazy different from what you would do with a younger man, either.
A younger man would say, I don't want you to go with me to my mother's thing. I don't like my mother. And you say, but how will I ever get to meet her? at the wedding if we have one. Do you understand women get what they want by knowing what they don't want? When a woman tells a man what she wants him to do, she is going overboard as a man. When a man says, why do I have to call you? Why can't you call me? If I'm committed with you, I'll call you 2-1. You call me twice, I'll call you once.
Okay. And so going back to my 49-year-old, he has in the past asked me to text him. If he asked
That's
me to
fine.
Text him,
has he been texting you?
Yeah, he has.
All right, then I said 2-1. He does more than you do.
Okay.
If you don't
even
like
though
texting,
he hasn't yet, even though I'm not yet officially his girlfriend.
No, if you're not his girlfriend, there's nothing to be done. You do it. I'm not comfortable calling you.
I should say I'm not comfortable since I'm not your girlfriend, right?
That's right.
Cool. Okay, I just wanted a little refresher. Thank you so much. And
that's it. I've been given for 50 years. What?
No, thank you, and I'll be listening. I was going to ask you, do you have any special, I mean, he comes back home, every week, but do you have any special advice for women who are dating a man who travels so much? But who?
Be happy when he returns.
Okay.
Candles and pretty food. Be happy he's back. Don't be mad he left. He left because he's making money.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't be. Yeah. That's his job.
Right.
I mean, yeah, it's his livelihood.
That's exactly right. And
yeah.
You work on, that's continuity. You decide before you commit, you say, how often do you want to see me a week, a month, a year, or whatever? You've got to work out time, space, money, and play. That's in the book, Getting to I Do, chapter 14.
And in your experience, do men who travel that much, are they any less or less likely to be able to maintain monogamy?
No, dear, because they know if they get caught, they lose you. Now, trashy men will do anything in front of you.
Right. Okay.
But good men... To be very honest, when a man is in love with a woman, other women are not attractive to him.
Good.
Remember, to be in love is physical, mental, and emotional. Being in lust is just simply physical and mental. Oh, that's a good-looking girl. I'm going to see if I can con her after dinner at this restaurant where she's a waitress. I'm going to see what I can do with that body. Trust me, he'll get caught as sure as shooting.
Okay,
women can
great.
Feel a man's unfaithfulness. Men can intuit it.
Good.
Okay?
Well... Yeah, thank you so much. Thank you very much, and
you're welcome.
I'll leave the hot seat for someone else.
Good luck.
Okay.
Good.
Thank you, caller. I love that, Dr. Pat. Trashy men will do anything, even in front of you. I think that is so accurate, and I love it. I think that is my saying for the week.
Okay.
All right, we've got some more calls coming up here, so let's see what we've got. Caller, you're live with Dr. Pat Allen, and you are in the hot seat. Do you have a question?
Yes, I have two questions.
Let's do it.
So this is about booty dating. I'm really having a rough time, and I don't know much about courting, and so... My question is, when you are first meeting a guy and he's, you know.
You're meeting him. You're the guy.
Okay.
You're meeting him.
I'm all wrong with this. No, he's meeting me.
Good. He's speaking first. Hi, my name is George. What's
yours? Well,
that's
the thing. Oftentimes, I even find, okay, let's say a man, okay, so a man is courting me. Let's say he comes pick me up. He comes to my home. He picks me up. The whole process really starts off bad. And let's say he doesn't speak. Maybe he waits for me to come to the car. He doesn't come to the door. And then when I come to the car, I have
wait,
to speak
wait,
first.
Wait
so
a
I
minute,
feel.
Wait a minute. He's dating you and he doesn't come to your front door?
Honestly, I've only had one that has
come to the door to pick you up.
Normally, they'll text and say, I'm outside.
Well, he's called you out.
Okay. So, right. That's, you know, I don't make a big deal out of it.
He said, I'm here. Parking
right.
The car may not be that easy.
Okay, right, exactly. And I don't make too big of a deal out of it.
No,
but
if he doesn't give you notice that he's there, you don't go on the date.
Right, exactly. So,
but you don't come, why didn't you come up and get me? That's mothering.
Right. So, okay, and even, okay, so we get past that, and then we get to the point where I don't want a mother, and I want to use your tools, and I want him to open my door, but I don't want to mother him. Do I immediately say you have
Wait
the right?
Are you talking about before you have a commitment or after you have a commitment?
Before. Duty dating.
Before, you don't answer the door if he doesn't knock. And you stand outside the door of the car if you want him
right.
to open it.
That's what I do.
There.
And last night, Dr. Pat, I did this last night, and I've done this before, and he said it was weird.
I know it because so many women are men today that they open their own doors, drive their own cars, spend their own money, and give them free sex on top of it.
So, Dr. Pat, what should I do to, like, okay, and I guess.
Do you want to be cherished or do you want to be respected? Listen.
And he did cherish me even.
Is marriage
for
women? Why?
Because kids. Because kids, women and kids.
Yes. Do you understand that when a man marries or makes a commitment to a woman, he's basically taking responsibility for her care and feeding and stuff. And a woman is giving up a lot of rights to become a career woman. The more you do the more you do for a man, the more you're mothering him. The more
right.
he's a little boy.
Literally. I
and
guess my question
I have no problem. If you want a little boy, have a little boy.
So basically, that same scenario happened last night, and he said it was weird. I don't really want to lose him or, you know, like.
Honey, I've got news for you. He's been given to so much. You're weird for being a woman.
Right. Literally. But I don't, do I lose him or like what happens?
How did you get into the car?
So before he came to my home, he cherished me, which made me excited to go on a date with him. And then
he
came to my home.
Did he open the door?
I didn't. Go on the date. He didn't open the door. He left.
Open the door.
He didn't. And he didn't.
And then he told you that's weird?
He didn't. No. I felt bad and I texted, we were in the midst of a conversation before I saw him in person. So then I just continued the conversation and I just texted him back, and then he told me that it was weird.
I don't understand what you told him. What was the texting about?
Like the texting before was like, I'm outside. So then I came outside. He said, you know, the whole interaction happened. So then I came back inside. I didn't go on the date. And then I continued to text him because I wanted to, you know, continue to respond to his messages and continue trying to duty date with him.
And then, did you go down when he asked you to come down?
I did.
You were supposed to. He asked you to come down.
No. Yes, I did. I did when he asked.
But that,
I did.
That's fine. But he said it was weird that you wanted him to open the door.
So I didn't. So that's the root of my question here. I didn't mother him and say, open my door.
Wait a minute. Why are we talking about opening a door? If he said,
because,
come down, I'm here, he had a reason. He's double parked. I don't know what his reason was. Do you want opening the door? For example, let's put it this way. He calls you on and says, come down, and you go down, and there's a whole line of empty spaces to park the car.
Mm-hmm.
When you get into the car, but you can't do this till after you're in a commitment. You know, I did not feel cherished when you did not open my door, and we've been dating 6 years.
So you don't say anything until...
Until you need to say it, until you're mad.
Well, I'm mad the first time it doesn't happen.
I got news for you. Not a lot of mothers are teaching men to open doors.
They aren't. And I have had one boyfriend that has, and that sets a good standard.
But that mother wanted a gentleman. A man has to have a woman that tells him what it takes for her to feel good with him. And that starts with mother.
Also,
when a man dates you the first time and he calls you and says, I'm here, come down, and you come down and you see that there's nothing but open spaces, in the future, if you want to date me, would you please park and come and take me to the car?
Okay. So it's easy to say that.
All right, then say it. You're the one that wants the door opened, and that's okay. But not many mothers teach boys to open doors anymore.
Wow. So quickly, my second question is just about continuing on about the duty dating and really trying to see if the man is supposed to be pursuing you. You know, he wants to go on a date with you.
He's not supposed to. If a man wants to be respected with a woman he cherishes, he pursues her with nice things like opening doors and taking her to the movies and buying her lunch, and he courts her.
Exactly.
So what is the question?
I guess just how does it work from the feminine perspective in terms of like still, I don't know, I'm kind of getting lost in my own question, but I guess, I just wanted to kind of ask, like, how is it, you know, when he's supposed to be pursuing you and, like, you want to continue to, like, follow his lead and, I guess, just be feminine and respect him?
Wait a minute. if he doesn't call you and tell you to come down or go on a date, you don't have anything to worry about. He will ask for what he wants. I want you to come to my house and sleep with me. What do you say? That sounds so wonderful, but it's our first date, and I don't do that on first dates.
Okay. So it's good if he asks first, if you kind of want to wait for the question.
Yes, you always wait for the question. You don't meet him at the... Oh, I'll tell you a joke. A lady's got a date from an app, and the guy comes to the door, and he knocks. And she goes down, and she's listening to Pat Allen. She opens the door, and she says, I just don't have casual sex. I just want you to know that before anything. And he said, I was just planning on having dinner. Do you understand there's a time and a place for everything?
Okay. Right.
But I want women to know if they want to be cherished or respected. Or do they want both? Because that's narcissism, and he's got to be a big zero. If women want to be cherished, they say, well, why do I have to pay for the date? Because you asked me. You see? You've got to negotiate in a relationship week by week. Time, space, money, and play. Chapter 14 in the book, Getting to I Do.
And so a lot of that is more so when you're...
If you want to be respected, you chase him. I have no problem with women chasing men as long as they know they're doing it and the men are getting cherished, but you're not.
Right. Very, 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 a woman with a career.
Then please wait for the man to be a man who wants a woman to be with his career and him.
Okay, I'm so grateful, and I'm really excited to continue using your tools. And I just want to make sure, like, we can use that while duty. We can use your tools while duty dating also.
Why not? You keep on dating until you're in a commitment.
And then,
I saw you,
you know.
I'm him. I saw you. You're still on. We've been dating for three dates, and you're still on the dating thing. Of course, I'm not in a commitment. I'm going to date until I'm committed.
Perfect. Let's pray I get there.
What?
I said I'll be praying I get there.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Good
luck.
Happy hunting.
Thank you,
Bye.
Paula. All right. I'll check in with our switchboard and see what we've got shaking there. See if we've got some more calls. And
hello.
Hi, caller. You are live with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got your radio down.
Okay, fantastic. Well, Dr. Allen, I love you. I love all of your guidance for us ladies
and
gentlemen.
Good. Based on science.
So, yes, and it works. So I've taken your workshops
and
you have them live. Yes. So I'm in the stage of dating and duty dating, and I'm mostly meeting gentlemen online because of COVID. I'm hoping to be out mingling more now. But I've done like the 8-week thing with a few gentlemen. I'm not sure what to do. The one I'm most interested in, I finished my third round and I haven't reached out to him. But at the end of each, he reaches out and says, I don't know why we're not dating, or I don't know why we're not seeing each other. I had two dates with him in November and he wanted to, you know, be very physical and we were affectionate, but I didn't let him in.
Did he want to be committed? Did he want to be monogamous, continuous, and is he working towards marriage?
He expressed wanting a traveling companion.
That's called date friends with perks. That's not a committed relationship. That's a friendship that includes sex. Men love free sex.
Yes. So is there anything for me to do? Like he reached out. Like I've gone.
Wait a minute. He's only dated you twice.
Right.
And he's asked you why you don't date him.
Right. We dated twice, and then he broke off the third date because he thought we were trying to fit a square peg into a round hole.
That's right.
And
you want a commitment, and he wants a friend with perks.
Yeah.
You're not compatible. You wanted a committed, monogamous, continuous, marriage-bound relationship. He wanted a friend that he could put on his date book and periodically call to get laid.
Okay. That sounds pretty accurate. But after 8 weeks, I did a high buy, and that's when he said, oh, why aren't we seeing each other? And I said, great, we'd love to. I didn't hear anything. And then in about 8 weeks, he reached out to me again on a dating site and liked me and said,
that's
you know, why
exactly
aren't we seeing
right.
each other?
Are you hearing what you're saying? You're telling me what I already know. He found you a virtuous woman who wants more than just getting laid or paid.
Right.
So do you want to get married?
I do.
Well, then why don't we act like it? Friends with perks. Men would like to have 50 cows to their one bull.
Right. So what do I do? Do I just not do anything with this one?
You have nothing to do.
Yeah.
You have no commitment with him. He's telling you we're round and a square, and the answer is yes. I want a round or square, whichever it is, that says we're monogamous socially and sexually. We're going to reach each out and see. You're going to want to date me, call me regularly. And we're aiming towards getting married in a year if we're compatible.
So can I do like a ritual holiday hello or just don't do anything with this one?
You can do rituals for anybody, anytime. Just bring your name in front of their face. That is not asking them for anything except think of me.
Okay. And do I ever send a photo when I do that, or best not to?
Send what? The high-bye letter?
Honey, right now
you've told him you want monogamy, continuity, and longevity. Is that correct or not?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay.
Yes.
So with that in mind, you're not sending him away. The next time he dates you, you either say yes to the duty date, which he's doing, or no. You don't have to lecture him. He doesn't. If you lecture him about what you want, you're the man.
Yeah.
If you're not committed to anybody else, he's simply a duty date.
Okay.
Something to do on the way to the wedding.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Maybe I'll send him a happy July 4th. Do I send a photo?
Happy July 4th. If you can find any cartoonish card, don't make it romantic.
Okay.
You have my permission to do ritual cards based on holidays to keep keep your name in front of his face.
Okay. Do I send a photo?
You don't ask him out.
Okay. No, we'll not for sure. Do I send a photo of myself?
No, dear. A photo is you pursuing him with your physical nature.
Okay. Don't want that. Okay.
No.
So
no romance.
Great.
No romance.
Thank you.
Simply Hi, I'm still here. Happy 4th of July.
Okay. Then that's clear. There's a couple more. With a gentleman that I had a lunch date with, we kind of connected. They live in San Diego. So I sent him a hi bye. He said, thank you for your very kind note. Men really like those hi byes. They're very nice about them. You were so very sweet. I've been tied up with a few projects.
What
perhaps
did you send him the hi bye for? Did he not call you in 8 weeks?
Right.
And you sent the letter after 8 weeks?
Yes, that's right.
And he said what to you about it? I want a relationship. I don't.
Neutral. Thank you for your very kind note. You are so very sweet. I've been tied up with a few projects. Perhaps we can speak later this week. Very nice to hear from you.
What he's saying is, I'm slightly interested, and I may call you in a week. Did he call?
Okay. He did not.
That means goodbye. No 8 weeks.
Okay. There was another one that I had a date with, and then I didn't hear from him. Do I do a hi bye or does no need to?
Wait a minute. Did you date him?
I had a dinner date with him.
How many dates?
One date. One.
One date, and you were attracted to him?
Yeah.
But he didn't date you?
No, we just had one date. He didn't ask me out again.
Okay. That hi-bye would be, I was interested in you on our first date, and it was painful when you didn't call and ask for another date.
Okay.
Thank you for reading this note, and especially if you want to date me. Do you want to chase him?
No, I don't.
Then if you don't want to trace, how long has it been since he contacted or you had the date?
It was over 8 weeks.
What?
It was over 8 weeks ago.
It was over 8 weeks. Well, he didn't show any sign of interest. Do you want to court him? Do you want to be the man?
No, I don't.
And please don't chase people you don't want.
Okay. All right. Okay.
You don't want to be a man. If you've got to chase him, you have to be the man.
Yeah, don't want that. Okay.
Well, I have nothing against it if you want it.
No, I don't want that.
Okay, then will you please give everybody 8 weeks between every date?
Yes, I've done that. Yes.
Okay.
And then there was another one, very nice dinner date, sent a hi bye, but he didn't reply to the hi bye.
That's called no response is a negative response.
Okay.
You got turned down.
Okay. Alrighty.
There's nothing wrong with being turned down. It's not pleasant, but luckily there are more men out there.
Yes, there are.
Keep doing it until you get somebody that wants you.
Okay. And there was someone I met on an app where it was like kind of a back and forth, and then he just like did a smile and didn't go any further. Is there anything for me to say, or I just not really? He's not that interested.
I don't hear that he was interested.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'll keep looking or I'll keep putting myself out there.
Either that or just give up dating and be single until the world changes or something changes. This virus has really done lonely damage to people.
Yeah, I feel very lonely.
Everybody feels lonely. We're just starting to come out of the woodwork.
Mm-hmm.
This is not a normal time.
Yeah.
Nature is being very locked up and not sharing. So don't be surprised that it affects people. But don't give up on it, because it's getting better. It's not best, but it's getting better.
Yeah. What should I do? I don't like only meeting men online. I mean, I'm trying to do some of
then
that.
Then why don't you, now that you can go dancing, you can go to church, you can go a lot of places without masks.
Yeah, I think it's, I mean, I go to my church, but it's like June 15th before people take their masks off. So,
okay,
yeah, I
so
will,
the 15th is going to be opening day.
Yeah.
Well, then on the 15th, start flirting as you go through life on the streets.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
It's
okay.
been a bad year.
Yeah, it feels that way. I've felt a little discouraged. So.
Well, it sounds like you're discouraged, but now it's starting to loosen up. So get hopeful and start taking advantage as soon as you're able to.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Thank you so much, Dr. Allen. I really appreciate it. Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, caller.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. Checking in with our switchboard, seeing what we've got going on. We had some really interesting calls tonight.
Yes, very.
Loving it. I love it when we have a wild night like this. Okay. So, waiting to see what Ronan has to say. In the meantime, I want to remind everybody that, hi, caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen.
You know, we just spoke, so I'm covered.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. So I want to remind everybody that Dr. Allen is doing special groups. They're pretty full, but if you want to get on the wait list, I highly recommend that you do. You can reach out via email at info@drpatallen.com. And caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question? Hello, caller.
Hello. Oh, hello. Okay. Hi. Am I on the air?
Hi.
You are on the air.
Hi.
And in the hot seat.
Okay, I need to, I'm sorry, I'm listening on two different contraptions, so I'm turning it off. Okay, here we go. All right. So, can you still hear me?
I can hear you.
Am I still on the air?
Yes.
Beautiful. Okay. So, I have a couple of questions today. My first question is, I gave a friend who is married the passive aggressive book, and he is actually passive aggressive. And his wife is at the end of her rope because she has been manipulated and conned, etc., through the whole marriage, and he is at the beginning of his journey of realizing that he has been a con artist and a manipulator, largely because of a lot of what happened in his childhood. And my question for you, Dr. Allen, is what can I advise him? Like, how does he start to undo some of the damage? Because his wife is like, they both read the book together, and they're both really triggered, and they both agree that, like, he's all over that. That's him.
So you're saying you had them read Living with a Passive Aggressive Man?
Yes, ma'am.
By Scott Wetzler?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Did they negotiate? Did both of them agree that they were playing the game, that he says yes to what she asks and then doesn't show up?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
And she's really angry, and he's like, I see myself in it. And he's like, I'm very triggered because I realize I've been doing all of these things and this is my fault. So how do I stop doing this?
by the following statement, the only way you know you love yourself or anybody else are the commitments you're willing to make and keep. That you and your wife write down the laws of your new relationship. That if you say you're going to do something, you have to come back and change the contract before it's broken, or it's going to be strike one, and then strike two, and strike three. And if you get enough three strikes, that means you're not compatible. So you can have three strikes in one day, but if you have three strikes, like four times a day, you're setting up for a divorce or a separation or whatever. You've got to set up a contract for keeping agreements.
Okay.
In fact, I tell people, write the agreement and each of you initial it. That means you both read it. Sam will call so-and-so at 4 o'clock on Mondays or something. Whatever your agreement is, write it down and initial it and date it and tell him. He can have three strikes a day where he doesn't keep his agreement, but if he does that for a long enough period of time, you can't be with him anymore.
That's good. I like that.
All right.
The only way you know you love yourself and anyone else is by the agreements you make and keep. Yes, I like that. So a contract to keep his agreements, and to let him know every broken agreement means something. And so if he wants to keep his wife, he's going to have to start keeping his agreements. I like that.
Good.
Okay. And then my second, well, before I go to the second question, is that how you make up for the damage that's already done?
No, dear. The damage that's already done, if it hasn't gotten you divorced or split, has not been bad enough. It's 5 to 12, but the bomb goes off at 12.
You're 5 to 12, I've never heard that before.
You're still 51% valuable to each other if you're accepting each other, but it may be 5 to 12, and the bomb goes off at 12. When you call me, or somebody calls me from this situation, I'm just telling you how to set up the boundary so that you know what to do if the person is so broken that they can't stop themselves, which means there's no point. We're setting up a boundary.
Got it. Okay.
Three strikes a day, and then you decide how many days you put up with it in a month.
Got it. Okay. And if he can't do it, then they're incompatible. Not a problem. I understand.
That's it. It's just, yeah. If he knows the boundaries, that if he does, if he doesn't keep his agreements at least three times a day, that day is a black day in the relationship. And if you have enough black days, you can't be together.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. Okay. Thank you for that. My second question is, I've heard you say that, so I live in California, and I know 420, meaning marijuana, is legal. And everywhere I go, I'm seeing people using, and a lot of my friends and, like, really responsible people are doing edibles and all kinds
marijuana
of stuff like that.
Marijuana is legal on a state level. It's not legal federally.
Right.
So it depends on who arrests you.
Got it. That's a good distinction. Thank you. Because everywhere I go, I'm seeing the usage of it from people who before would look down on it as something that you don't do.
If people have a doctor's prescription, are not under this law.
No, these are friends of mine who are using it casually.
You're using a what?
They're using it casually. They don't have a prescription. They're doing edibles like candy or juices or cookies or brownies.
Look, I already said it's illegal federally. It is illegal federally and legal state, most states.
Okay.
It depends on where you're arrested.
That are going to be disturbing. And so my question is, what are the results, what are the harmful things that we're going to see that are going to be disturbing with the increase of casual uses of, you know, CBD or marijuana?
If you like being arrested, there's no problem.
No, I understand legally. What I'm asking is,
I'm telling you one more time. This is one more time. Marijuana is legal in most states, but illegal federally.
Okay.
So if you're arrested in a federal offense situation where the police are federal, not state, you end up going to jail and on trial.
I understand that. My question is, how is marijuana going to affect dating and relationships with regard to men go into their feminine because they're on an illegal substance? Or women go into their masculine because they're on a substance. How will the chemicals affect our dating and relationships?
I have no idea.
Okay.
Why should I have any idea? Because it depends on who arrests you, whether it's a problem.
Right. The reason why I thought you would have an idea is because you've talked about being certified as a, you know, with alcohol and drugs
and knowing how
they affect
us. I'm an alcohol and sex addict therapist. I have nothing to do with the government, whether marijuana is legal or not. It's already in the books. It's federally offensive, state-wise, much accepted.
I understand that, and that's not what I'm asking you about, because I know that's not your expertise. I'm asking you in the area of your expertise.
My expertise is anybody that's addicted to mind-altering drugs is an addict. That's an illness.
Right. And how does that affect dating?
How the men become women and the women become men. So if you meet a guy in a bar, he's a woman in a man's body, and the next morning he's a man who's wondering how in God's name he ended up in a bed with you.
Mm-hmm.
Women go masculine when they're drinking. Men go feminine.
Mm-hmm. And so, if you're wanting to date as a feminine and you are going out and using mind-altering chemicals, then you're going to be knocked into your masculine and you're not going to date as a feminine until you're sober again, correct?
That's right. That's right. That's exactly right. You can't drink and use and be a man or a woman after you've done it, because it changes you. Many, many people use drugs to become feminine when they're masculine and masculine when they're feminine. They use it as a mind-altering chemical because that's what it is.
You said they're using it in order to become feminine or masculine?
Absolutely. There are men that are so shy you can't talk to them, go to a party drunk, and they are absolutely funny. There are women that are so shy that you wonder how they even got out of the house. They become dictators that are abusive when they drink and use. Personality changes.
Interesting. Yes. Okay. So then, all right, so everyone's going to be altered, basically. So the idea is that...
Everybody's altered.
Got it. And then when you go sober, if you have that standard before you do that, then you're not going to be compatible then once you're sober, correct?
That's right.
Okay. Okay, that makes perfect sense.
Okay.
I just want to ask for clarification. What are the classes that you're offering right now that are kind of full? I just want to hear more about those.
Well,
if that's okay.
My office. Kelly, answer this.
Yeah, inquire at info@drpatallen.com via email, and you'll be able to inquire. Dr. Allen's doing individual dream sessions. She's doing individual life scripting sessions. And we have elite groups, and then we have larger groups. So Sue is the one that has control of the wait list, and I highly recommend that you send her an email.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, have a great night. Bye-bye. All right, Dr. Pat, I'm going to check and see if we've got time for one more with our switchboard.
Okay.
What he's got to say. Okay. All right, he says, yes, we do. We have time for one more. Let's rock and roll. And he's getting a caller for us now.
Hello.
Hi, Kali. You're live on the air with Dr. Allen. You have a question?
Hey, Pat. It's Sean. How are you?
Hi, Sean. How did you do with your girlfriend?
So we got back together, but the engagement's off. Yeah. So that's good. But the engagement's off for now. She wants to build the relationship up again.
Okay. So. She wants to be aware that it's not solidly anchored in a marriage yet.
Right. So, funny thing, I was just thinking about, I realized tomorrow would be 10 years since I met you, so just wanted to point that out.
Oh, that's nice.
So,
there are people who know me 50 years.
Oh, wow, that's a lot.
I appreciate you. Do you ever see your mother?
Yeah, I do. I saw her a couple nights ago.
Please say hello to her.
I will. I will definitely.
Good.
Definitely.
Anything else?
Yeah. So my question is, with my girlfriend, we've been together for, it'll be 5 years in August.
That's fine. The first 3 years,
she was like very feminine and I was the masculine. And then right around 2020, like March 2020 or I don't know, somewhere around that time frame, it kind of changed where she's become more masculine and just irritating.
I want to tell you a secret.
Yeah.
Men pray that women don't change after commitment.
Yeah.
Women pray men will change. I think that what she did was have the courage to demand your respect. She may want respect now instead of cherishing, and you may want to be cherished more than respected, so you put up with it.
Well, she gives me two different, she says she wants a man, but then she wants
That's
me.
That's respect.
She says she wants a man, but then she wants to.
She wants me, right.
So I always schedule everything. I always, you know, she never asks me to do anything. I always ask her, okay, we're going to go to the movies or we're going to go to the
dinner. I've got
dinner.
Would you please be a man when she's a woman and be a woman when she's a man?
Okay. Cause that's the thing is I get half in, half out. Like I want to be the man, but then she wants to sometimes
make me the woman. She
yeah.
does not want to be the woman all the time. She wants to be the man some of the time, and that's what you have to accept or lose her.
Okay.
Got it.
The other question
with that, I have to interrupt.
Oh, gotta go.
I don't think we have time.
Thanks, Pat.
Call back.
You're welcome.
Okay, talk to you later.
Hey, everyone. Bye. We're so glad you were here with us tonight. We're out of time. We hope you'll be back with us next week. Until then, take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.